We're a very diverse community, and reaching out to them is somewhat not difficult, but we have to consciously plan for doing that. So, for example, last week at the clinic, we happened to work with a Morningside Lutheran Church, and they have a very strong Asian component to the congregation and the services they provide. And I know one of the things we have to do is to identify those entities that the populations trust. And they're actually one of them. And so what we did is we worked with Pastor Tom Levine, and he actually reached out to many of their members. They assisted them in completing the registration process, and then they also helped provide support for them for coming through our public clinic last week. And granted, it was only about 27 to 30 individuals, but we felt it was probably beneficial, and it's a needed service to provide to many audiences. In addition to that, then, yesterday, some things that we took a look at is that our initial one is looking at working with Mary Terrelia, that works with just a very broad, diverse audience and that type of stuff with all of the work that they do. And so we look at that from a community center perspective of working to set up an immunization or vaccination clinic right at their site. But more importantly is they help bridge some of the language barriers, the education, and those pieces that we think it's important. Because to us, it's more than just getting the vaccine into individuals' arms. We want to make sure that they're comfortable with it, that we're adequately able to answer the questions they may have about the vaccine, and more importantly is we need to find a place that they, like I said, they're comfortable and they feel safe in going to. And I think once in a while with the 65 and older population, sometimes they feel some challenges in getting into health care and that type of stuff. So we didn't want to leave them with a sense of there was no option for them. I think we'll continue to look at some of those as doing some small, what we call closed pods at some of those sites and continue to reach out. Yesterday at the Board of Health meeting, there was suggestion, you know, to reach out to either the Sanford Center and just kind of go through some of those that serve some of our diverse minority populations and say, what can we do to support and encourage people to get the vaccine?
I know I just recently talked to the executive director over at Mary Terrelia, and the big issue wasn't so much that you weren't reaching out to the different groups in town. It's just that you also had just a shortage of vaccine available for everybody in the community.
Right. And so I think one of the things that we decided is we took a look at it, and I thought, because we were, you know, when we're planning for the mass clinics, we're looking at accumulating 1,000 to 1,300 doses. Well, we recognize now as we kind of suspend our mass immunizations till we move into maybe 1C, we're going to have smaller allotments that we begin some of these smaller, more intimate distribution opportunities. And that's the one we really looked at is that's probably really best fit for reaching out to our diverse population.
So, Kevin, do you have any idea what percentage of the population locally has received their COVID-19 vaccine, either one or two doses?
We actually show that we've received about 20% have actually received it, and those are Woodbury County residents. If we take a look at the total doses administered by the Woodbury County providers, that's up to about, that actually is around 24,000. And so the 20% reflects 20,000, and the total doses administered is at 24,000. And then within the completed, we have about 4.5% have completed both doses of Woodbury County residents.